This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Heat waves, hurricanes, severe flooding. When extreme weather happens, sometimes we wonder if climate change is behind it. It's a tricky subject. So one person wrote in and asked us, when can we attribute persistent, unusual weather to climate change? And to help us answer that in today's weekly climate conversation, we're bringing back Dr. Scott Collis, an atmospheric scientist at Argonne National Laboratory. Dr. Collis, great to talk to you again.
Thanks, Melba.
So, Scott, when we see a big weather event and we ask, did climate change cause that flooding or cause that tornado? Is that really the right question for us to be asking?
I'm sorry for you and your audience, but I've got to use statistics here. But I'm going to make it easy by using an analogy. It's like a dartboard. Imagine you've got a dartboard and you're aiming for the bullseye. You're going to get some darts that are going to hit center on the bullseye, and then you're going to get a distribution of darts all over the dartboard, maybe even some that miss. Imagine that is your storms. The one that missed and went way out to the side, they're your weather extremes. Now, imagine you put on a special pair of specs, and these ones actually change your perception of the dartboard and make it appear an inch to the right. So you're going to throw and try and hit that same bullseye, but your aim will be off by an inch and you'll get a similar distribution, but with a different average. And climate change, that's your specs that have shifted things to the right.
So do you think it would be better to ask something like, did climate change increase the chances that a storm like this might happen?
Exactly right. And also, how much worse will the ingredients that climate change increases make a particular storm, heat wave, hurricane, and so forth?
And Scott, our listener who wrote in asked about extreme weather that persists. If we see a once-in-a-century storm happening every couple of years, is there a point where we can say, yep, this is definitely climate change related?
That really comes into those points I talked about on the dartboard. So if you imagine you've got those two centers, those two averages, and then you've got a distribution around them. That's a word we use a lot in climate science, is distribution. So repeated samples of the same storm. It's when it really starts occurring so much more often that it is the bullseye. It is the new normal. And that's when it really starts becoming something that has been attributed to a change in our climate.
We've been talking about floods and tornadoes and hurricanes, but are there certain kinds of weather events that are easier to attribute to climate change than others?
In general, the larger and the more related to warming it is, the easier it is to attribute to climate change. Things like heat waves and droughts are a good example. But so are hurricanes, because hurricanes' main source of energy is our ocean, and our oceans are warming up a lot due to climate change. So things like the incredible increase of not just number of storms, but intensity of storms that are impacting the United States is something that is more attributable to climate change than, say, tornadoes, which are a lot smaller and a lot more random and rarer phenomena.
Scott, thanks for talking to us and answering our listener question about when we can attribute persistent, unusual weather to climate change. Great to talk to you as always.
Always a pleasure, Melba.
Dr. Scott Collis is an atmospheric scientist at Argonne National Laboratory. We want to answer your questions about climate, too. You can email them to climate@wbez.org. This is WBEZ.